everyone, it's Gunwild Audio. This is Madeline, and I don't really know how to start this audio because I've been away for such a long time. And I have to apologize for that, first of all, that I've been away for such a long time, because I've gotten so many questions and messages about where I am, if I ever plan on doing another audio, which I definitely do. But today I'm going to start out with something more light, which is the mixer questionnaire made by the lovely lady Miss here on Gunwild Audio. And actually I want to probably talk a bit about why I didn't post anything over the summer and things like that, because I got quite overwhelmed with the response I got from my last audio, because it got so many people listened to it, over 10,000 people. So I got a bit overwhelmed, as I said, and I was afraid that I was going to get caught and people were going to recognize me and my voice, and I was a bit hesitant to posting anything and a bit scared, you know, but I've had a little bit to drink tonight, so today I've got the courage to make another audio. As I said, this is a questionnaire audio, but I have planned a few normal audios too that I plan on posting sometime next week. And the questions are quite many, about 20 or 30 questions, so I don't think I will be able to answer exactly all of them, but I will try to take the most interesting ones and answer them. And I will start out with some questions about the website and Gunwild Audio in general, and you know, things like that. So question number one is, do post tags matter or do you just read the title? Whenever I'm in the mood and I come here and want to listen to audios, I guess I read the tags. But I mean, the tags are a part of the title, so I guess that's my answer, that the tags matter because they are a part of the title. So yes, they matter. Question number two, how much time do you spend making / editing an audio? Considering the fact that I only made like two audios on Gunwild Audio, I don't really have a routine to how I make my recordings. But the ones that I have made have been just me pressing play and then uploading it to the website. So there's no editing involved, and the whole process is quite easy. What are the pros and cons of recording? First off, obviously, what I said in the beginning, that the negative side is the fear of being caught, even though that can be, I guess that can be like people listening to this and thinking like, oh my gosh, she thinks that she's so popular and people are gonna recognize her and blah blah blah, you know. But I'm just thinking, I've always been quite like hesitant to posting pictures of myself on the internet and things like that. Like afraid of people getting to know too much about myself. So that's basically where I stand in that question, that I think that's why it's a negative side, even though it's just my voice. And I've also gotten questions about, will I ever post anything on Gunwild, you know, pictures or anything. I have actually thought about it, but I'm extremely hesitant, as I said, and will probably not. But I don't know. I can never. You can never say never, right? So what was the question? What are the positive things? The positive things are that this website, like this subreddit in general, is extremely friendly, and people here are so nice. You always get constructive criticism, and I have almost gotten like no people saying that I've made a bad coding. Like, everyone is so nice, and that's a really positive thing. So that's about that. Question number four. After listening to Gunlet audio, have you gotten any new kinks? So I suppose I've gotten more into sound in general and people's voices. Because, actually, it's a funny story how I found Gone Wild Audio. Because I've always been into reading books and reading, like, erotica and erotic literature and things like that. So one day I was thinking, like, if recorded books exist, like, people reading books. There has got to be like sexy things recorded too, so I started like googling things like people recording sexy things, and I googled every possible combination of words to try to find like a good website to hear people saying sexy things to their microphone. And I think actually at one point this is quite embarrassing, but I think I googled like blind people porn because I thought that blind people, like, they can't see the porn, so they obviously have to listen. So somebody has got to do like, somebody probably somewhere did something to those blind people, like, and it's oh, I'm getting all rambly, but anyways, I'm really glad that I found Gunlet Audio. And as I said, I've had a little bit to drink, and I'm starting to feel it now, and oh, things are spinning around. Okay, so this is question number, I don't know. Do you like the sound of your own voice? That answer is quite simple. No, I do not, and I would never, ever, ever listen to an audio that I have recorded ever again, because when I press play, I just talk and then I upload it, and then I don't ever want to hear about it again because I do not like the sound of my own voice. I don't know why that is, but that's just how it is. I'm going to get into more details about me and what I like and things like that. And the first question in that category is, would you ever have sex while a porno is being played? Like watching porn while having sex? And I think no, because I would want to be involved with the person I'm having sex with, and that would be quite difficult if I like have to think about something else while being interested in him. And so the answer is no there. What is the most embarrassing or funny sexual experience alone slash with someone else? The most embarrassing thing alone is quite easy to answer because that is obviously getting caught masturbating or like being with yourself, because that has happened quite a few times. Yeah, that's extremely embarrassing. And with someone else, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, those times that you've been drunk and you've just been laughing, and I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but I don't know if I've had any embarrassing things happen with someone else. No. And here is a funny question too. that it's not really sex related, it's just general. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? This is going to sound weird, but I am extremely positive to white lies. And I don't see a problem in telling a white lie if it makes someone else happier. Obviously, they can never find out that it's a lie, but in those occasions that you actually can tell a white lie that will make someone more happy or, you know, in a positive way, then it's definitely okay to tell a white lie. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? Since I don't like watching porn while having sex, I would probably not like... Oh, what is this question? Oh my gosh. Would I prefer to have sex and have other people watch me? Or the opposite way? Okay, people would... I don't know. This is a weird question. I've never tried either of these. Like, would I just sit there and watch them have sex? And would they just sit on a chair and watch me have sex? Like, this is a weird question, I think. Okay, so I'm just going to skip that question. And I'm going to jump further down on the list now, because this is on already 12 minutes almost, and it's getting quite long. Do you think that love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? This is an easy question. Absolutely not, because sexual attraction is has nothing to do with love. You can be attracted to someone sexually and not be in love with them, so they do not go hand in hand. But obviously, if you're in love with someone, it would be I am having difficulty finding words, but if you're in love with someone, it would be positive to also be sexually drawn to that person, to have a relationship. So, but love does not equal sex. Or wait, do you think that love equals sex? I guess love equals sex, but sex does not equal love. I guess that I could say it that way. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? In having sex, I suppose I'm more of a, like, breather. And when I'm about to come, like, I don't think that I scream that much. I think I'm more of a heavy breather, and, you know, I like to whisper sexy things in your ear, and, you know, things like that. But I don't scream, and I don't make a lot of noise, and I try to be quite, I don't know, I don't think about the things that I say, I just do it, you know. When being in the moment, you don't think about what you say, you just do it. When was the worst time you've been turned on? This is quite of an easy question too, because one particular guy came into mind immediately, and that is my former math teacher. So the answer to this question is every time in the math class, because he was hot, let me tell you, he was. And that was probably a bad time every day in math class, you know, staring at him. The fact that he was super hot and also super intelligent, like, that combination is just like, intelligence and hotness combined is like heaven. So in math class, that was a very bad time. And this was a few years ago when he was like 40 years old. But it's okay, I like older dudes. What's my most extreme fetish? I would probably have to say anal, even though I don't think that's very extreme. What's one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try and ban? Probably anal here too, because it can be quite embarrassing to like bring it up that I like it, and but it's not super embarrassing, so. I'm going to take a few preferences now so that you can get an idea of what I like to do in bed. Do you consider hair pulling sexy? It can be sexy if it's not in a painful way, because I'm not super I'm not a super fan of pain and sex together. But it can be sexy if a man like holds your head and like pulls in a sexy way but not painful. That's okay. Do I enjoy bondage? I suppose I do. I've never really tried it actually, to be honest. It's a fantasy and I would really like to try it sometime. Have you ever been with someone older than, oh wait, have you ever been with someone older than ? So I suppose you mean, have you ever been with someone older than me? And yes, is the answer to that. I have only been with people older than me actually, and the most oldest a guy has been was 8 years old, no, 10 years older. So that was a few years ago. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? I suppose I would kiss someone. I don't know in what occasion that would be, because I'm not sexually attracted to women. I guess I could, but there's probably no situation that I would. Have I ever tried anal? Yes, I have. Have I ever been double penetrated? Yes, I have, but only when playing with myself. Have I ever had sex in public? No, and I would never want to have sex in like public, but it's also a fantasy of mine to be like in the public, in a park or like in the bushes or something, but not like on the middle of a square. I could never like go out on the street and like, hey, I'm having sex right here, when you're driving by with your car. Like, that would never happen. But it's a little bit of a fantasy to be like in a park or something, you know, on a lawn somewhere, to have sex. Would I like to be handled roughly? Yes, I would. Am I very verbal in bed? I actually don't know if verbal means talking or just being loud in general. And I don't think that I am very loud or verbal. I'm more of a breather, and you know, I feel the moment and everything like that. Do I like receiving pain or giving it? Not really, because in my opinion, sex is not the same thing as pain. Like, I don't see a connection there. What is my favorite item for spanking? I guess just the hands. Nothing too fancy. This is already super long, so I'm going to try to make these last questions quite fast. Random things that you would just want to know. Okay, so that's the category. Okay, what's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? This is easy to answer too, because yesterday I was watching TV, and in Sweden we actually got this channel TLC now, and they have this program called Weird Sex, and Yesterday I was watching it and there were people who were being turned on by giant women, like giants, and the men would be like small and the woman was going to like step on him and like crush him, and that was apparently a fetish, and that's I never heard of that before, and that was interesting. And there's I think called a thing called trampling, which is when a giant woman crushes you to death and you like splatter like a tomato. So that's weird. If I became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would I do? I would obviously play with myself quite a lot and try to stick my penis in everything and everyone that I could. What do you wish you had invented? What do I wish I had invented? Everything. You know, when people invent websites such as like Google and Facebook and things like that, it's like you think to yourself, like, this is so easy, and the thing is that the people who came up with this, they're so smart, but still they're not, because this is like things that everyone needs. So they were just thinking like, oh, people need some place to search for things, so we came up with Google, and it's so easy to come up with. And I'm just thinking that one day I'm going to come up with something really easy that everyone wants in their everyday life, and I'm gonna be really rich, and I don't have to. I don't know. I'm just rambling now. I'm sitting here drinking my wine all by myself, and nobody's going to want to listen to a 22-minute long mandolin audio on Convent Audio. So I'm just gonna. I don't know if I'm gonna stop here or what I'm gonna do. I'm going to take two more questions. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? I would probably sleep. I love sleeping, and I would probably live my life just as I do today. Sleep. Work out a little bit, do some yoga and Pilates, and meet my friends, and you know, I would probably not change anything to an extreme if I didn't have to work for money. I'd probably live just as I do right now. And when did I laugh so much that it hurt? When was the last time that I did that? It was actually yesterday when I was talking to my brother on the phone. And, you know, we always have a really good time when we meet and talk to each other. So, this was quite. I don't know if I'm going to post this or if I'm just going to try to make another. If I'm going to try to record this a second time, but. This was something at least for everyone who has been waiting for me to do an audio. As I said in the beginning, I have a few things and ideas in mind, and I'm probably going to post them the next week. If not, then wait another week. I don't know. Let's just say that I'll see you when I see you, and I hope that you enjoy this very rambly and extremely unorganized audio from me, Madeline. Yes, hello. And oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm probably going to go watch a movie now, or then I'm going to sleep on the couch today because that's what I do. I'm going to finish my glass of wine, and I hope you have a nice night. I'm going to stop now because I don't know how to end an audio like this in a normal way. Not that I'm very normal in general, but okay. So this was my mixer questionnaire. Thank you to Miss for making these questions. They were interesting. And I also loved listening to everyone else who did this. So I will see you and hear from you. And if you have any ideas of what you would want to hear from me, then please send me a message and I'll try to make your dreams come true. That was cheesy and bad, and oh my gosh, I'm going to go to bed. Bye.